Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Tuesday, October 19th. Owen Sound Council has decided against taking a closer look into a paid parking system for non-residents at some city parks and facilities. In a 6-3 recorded vote at Monday night's meeting, council rejected recommendations to have staff report back in the fourth quarter of 2022 with a business case on non-resident paid parking. Councillor John Tamming says he thinks the idea is well-intended but misguided and worries what message it would send if Owen Sound pursued looking at paid parking for non-residents.
They won't hear that, oh, you have to park and pay to park here, or you have to pay to park there. In a general sense, they'll hear that Owen Sound's a place that kind of doesn't really want your business all that bad.
Mayor Ian Boddy and councillors Travis Dodd, Scott Gregg, Carol Merton, Brock Hamley and John Tamming voted against the recommendations for further study. Deputy Mayor Brian O'Leary and councillors Richard Thomas and Marion Kepke supported them. The vote effectively ensures a paid parking system for non-residents will not be implemented in Owen Sound by this council. Two Ontario doctors have had their licenses restricted, one of which is an Owen Sound physician. Bancroft area Dr. Mark Trozzi and Owen Sound Dr. Roshni Killian have been given interim restriction orders by the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. They are restricted from providing medical exemptions in relation to COVID-19 vaccines, mask requirements, and testing. Killian began working at Greybruce Health Services in 2017. She resigned from the hospital in August of 2021. She has been a critic of the provincial and local systems' handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario issued a statement on public health misinformation back in April, saying physicians have a professional responsibility to not communicate anti-vaccine, anti-masking, anti-distancing, or anti-lockdown sentiments. A trail at Wyarton's Blue Water Park is receiving over $131,000 in upgrades. Town of South Bruce Peninsula CAO Bill Jones says that includes drainage improvements, replacing the gravel route with asphalt, and trail location changes due to erosion and washout issues. Jones says the project is underway and was made possible by a $100,000 grant from the COVID Resilience Stream through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. The remaining $31,000 will be covered through the Parks and Facilities Reserve. Jones says the new multi-use asphalt trail will accommodate walking, cycling, rollerblading, and other activities. The project is expected to be completed by the end of the year. The seasonal installation of NOMA holiday lights will result in the closure of parts of 2nd Avenue East in Owen Sound for a few hours each morning, starting today and wrapping up Friday. City staff will close one block per day from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. The NOMA lights installation work starts this morning with the closure of the 700 block of 2nd Avenue East. The work will continue on Wednesday in the 800 block, Thursday in the 900 block, and wrap up Friday in the 1000 block. And Pfizer has asked Health Canada to approve its COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. The company says results from its clinical trials for younger kids were similar for people between 16 and 25 years old. The doses would be about a third of the size given to adults and teens. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 20,985 after going up 57 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is up 200 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 81.03 U.S. cents, up 25 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $83.50, up $1.06 a barrel. Time now for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning. The Boston Red Sox stomped on the Houston Astros 12-3 in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series last night. Kyle Schwarber with a grand slam for the Red Sox. Boston leads it 2-1, and they will host Game number 4 tonight at Fenway. Meanwhile, at Dodger Stadium, the Atlanta Braves come into the L.A. with a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. National Football League, Derrick Henry with 3 touchdowns, including the go-ahead score as the Titans beat Buffalo last night, 34-31. Both the Titans and the Bills are 4-2 in the AFC. In the National Hockey League, the Toronto Maple Leafs were nipped by the New York Rangers 2-1. Artemi Panarin with the game-winning goal in overtime for the Rangers. NBA opens tonight with games at Milwaukee and Los Angeles. And the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard, presented by Bruce Power, will be hosted by the Port Elgin Curling Club at the Plex coming up in mid-February. An interview with Tankard Chair Doug Flowers posted today on the RE/MAX Scribbers Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.